Okay, our friends. So today we are going to be reading a Disney story to you. This story today is called Pirates of the Caribbean. And it was written by Nicole Johnson, illustrated by Kenneth Henderson, and designed by Winnie Ho. And I, of course, will post a couple of these pictures on Instagram so you can see what this book looks like. And I'll put a link on my affiliates page for Amazon. If you want to get this book, you definitely should. We love good stories and we love recommending them to you. So be sure to check it out. And in case you were curious, there is, in fact, a series of movies about the Pirates of the Caribbean. But this particular book is not about any of those movies. This particular book is about the ride. There is a ride at a theme park, well, multiple theme parks, that has to do with these pirates. And so we're going to see what that's all about. So buckle up, friends, and let's go. Are you ready? Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and
Master Pip. I am an elite part of the resistance. After this story, will you deliver this pad to a docking bay with the Millennium Falcon? It has a very important message on it.
Wow. You guys, I have a Jedi Master here with me today.
After the story, bring this pad to the
Millennium Falcon. You got it.
And here's your credit.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, I am getting paid. I am happy to do this for you and for all of the rebels in the Alliance. I'll deliver the message after the story, okay? Okay, here we go. It's time for adventure. My friends and I are excited to sail the Caribbean Sea in search of pirates and, of course, treasure. Jolly music plays as we board our boat from this old bayou dock. Ahoy, mateys, says a cast member who helps us board. Enjoy your voyage. Oh, so if they're in the bayou, then we know they're doing this at Disneyland and not Disney World. The cheerful tune fades as the boat glides into quiet darkness. The night air is warm and heavy, and fireflies hover over the water. Where is everyone? Wait, do you hear something? It sounds like a banjo. The boat floats past a simple shack. If this old bayou resident knows where all the people have gone, he's not saying. But what's that ahead? We come to a clearing and see a Jolly Roger flag with a skull attached. As if that weren't shocking enough, the skull starts to talk.
I come seeking adventure and salty old piracy,
it asks as we float closer.
Sure, you've come to the proper place, but keep a weather eye open, mates, and hold on tight. There'll be squalls ahead, and Davy Jones be waiting for them what don't obey. Whoosh!
Suddenly, the water drops out from beneath us, and we're going over a waterfall! And they do in the picture. We can see the group of friends straight down the waterfall. We splash down in a cavern where the water flows calmly once again. Looks like some pirates found their buried treasure, but while it's gone, They never left. I wonder why. Up ahead, is that a ship? I think we should check it out. As we get closer, an ominous voice calls out,
"Dead men tell no tales."
I can't tell if that's a fact or a warning.
Whoa, in the picture we can see, there is a skeleton pirate there. It's pretty intense.
Now, our boat enters a cave that looks like an old tavern.
Last time I was there, I thought the skull said, "Dead man tells no tales." Mm-hmm. I thought the skull and crossword said it.
It may. That may be one of the other things that it says. It has a whole bunch of different things that it says.
Why did they hear it say that?
It could be that it says it. More than one person says that in this ride. Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Okay. Our boat enters a cave that looks like an old tavern. And we see even more skeletons. They're posed as if they've just sat down, but that can't be. They look at least 100 years old. The eerie sounds of a ghostly harpsichord call us further into the cave. The harpsichord is like a piano. Did you know that? Yeah. It's got stronger, different kinds of strings. But it's essentially a piano.
At last, we find the treasure. I think we'd better leave it alone. Just then, a ghostly voice speaks, breaking the silence.
"Perhaps ye knows too much,"
it shouts.
"Ye've seen the cursed treasure. Ye know where it be hidden. Now proceed at your own risk. Ye may not survive to pass this way again."
Oh my goodness. We leave the caverns, but the scene that greets us is no relief. A pirate galleon is bombarding a Caribbean fort, and we're in the middle of it. Cannons fire all around us, along with cries of both triumph and defeat.
"Quick, get down! There's a cannonball headed right towards us!"
Oh my goodness. Yep, it splashes all around them, and in the boat they get splashed, don't they?
Near the shore, we see another chaotic scene. The pirates have tied up the mayor and are dunking him in the well. It seems that they think he knows where the treasure is, but he'll never tell.
And in the picture, we can see his wife is popping out the window, and she's yelling down and helping her husband and encouraging him. I think she says something like, "Don't tell," right? Do you remember what she says to? "Don't be chicken." Well, she's trying to help, sort of.
We float up to a lively auction, but the pirates are selling all the townspeople's valuables. There's the infamous pirate Red.
She draws a crowd, knowing the other pirates are more interested in the items she has looted than the heirlooms the auctioneer is offering. Let's get out of here before they try to sell the boat we're floating in. You don't want to get in the way of pirates, do you? No, certainly not.
Nearby, a pirate taunts us from the shore, waving a scroll and shouting,
"Here I be, holding the treasure map and the key as well."
I try to get a look, but the current pulls us past before I can find the axe that marks the spot. Look, the townspeople are fighting back against the pirate scoundrels.
They're trying, but there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of pirates in this book, and a lot of pirates doing a lot of chasing, too.
As the boat floats on, I take in the pandemonium. The town is on fire. Pirates are everywhere, and some don't even seem to notice that everything is burning around them. In fact, this guy right here has got a sock off and a very dirty foot. Every time we get the opportunity to look at under a pirate's foot, what do we find? Dirt, grossness. Don't look at pirate feet, they're gross.
Soon we're floating past a line of jail cells with pirates locked inside.
Here, doggy!
A pirate calls to a dog that's holding the keys to their cell, but the dog does not seem convinced. I hope they can escape the flaming city.
Gulp, I hope we can too. At the edge of the jail, a group of pirates have invaded the town arsenal.
They'd better be careful or this whole place might explode.
What's an arsenal?
I'm so glad that you asked.
I forgot.
It's where they would keep all of their explosives, like the gunpowder.
Wait, why would a town want an arsenal?
Well, in order to protect themselves against pirates.
But the pirates might get into it and explode the whole thing.
Just like they've done now, yeah.
As our boat inches towards the darkness, the pirates around us grow quiet, and then we go up a waterfall. Whew, we're back in the bayou where we started. The pirates have disappeared, and we are welcomed back with more jelly music and a friendly cast member. Hey, do you think she looks familiar? That can't be.
What does she look like?
Well, in the picture, she looks like... It looks like the red-headed pirate that we saw earlier.
Why would a bad pirate be...
Running around Disneyland?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, let's hope it doesn't happen. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, we don't really have pirates in where I exist.
No.
But we do have, like, space pirates.
Mm-hmm.
SM-33.
Yeah, scoundrels.
Skeleton crew.
Yeah. Well, that, my friends, is the end. And I've got to go carry out a secret mission, so wish me luck. The
end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.